Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm joined by Gagan Purinik, Director of SDN and NFV Architecture Planning at Verizon. Welcome, Gagan.
Thanks, Allison. Thanks for having me here.
So, Gagan, why don't you just start and talk a little bit about your role at Verizon and how that fits into Verizon's overall objectives around transforming the network?
I have the privilege of leading a wonderful team that's focusing on SDN and NFV architecture planning at Verizon. We are trying to transform our network to a more software-based network architecture that can scale to the needs of the 21st century.
When you look at the opportunity that's represented in virtualizing networks, what does this mean from a standpoint of what Verizon can offer to its client base? And where do you see the extent of benefits in terms of the services that you're delivering on a daily basis?
SDN and NFV technology, as you know, has created numerous opportunities for next generation of networks. Things dynamic networking, reconfigurable network infrastructure, advanced traffic control, and intelligent packet processing. But I personally believe that we have still not tapped the full potential of the technologies. As we start looking into the areas of analytics or AI or things like low latency application that's coming along, I see there's a huge opportunity for the ecosystem to come up with new ideas to solve these challenging problems.
I know that you're a member of the Network Builders Program. Can you talk a little bit about why Intel makes sense as a collaborator in this space?
Well, I personally believe that the Network Builder Program has a wonderful ecosystem that they've been able to attract in the areas like independent software vendors, operating system vendors, and equipment manufacturers. And the power of the two companies coming together is very attractive to me. It will enable us to drive innovation in the marketplace. You know, the Verizon Network Visionaries Program and the Intel Network Builders Program, I believe, is going to stimulate innovation and drive creative solutions in the areas of SDN and NFV.
And I know that Intel and Verizon are taking it to the next level in terms of spurring broad industry innovation. Can you tell me about that?
So Intel and Verizon, we have come up with a very challenging contest to the ecosystem. And the idea behind here is to incentivize the ecosystem on coming up with SDN and NFV solution opportunities by leveraging the power of Intel's network builder ecosystem and the solutions that Intel brings about, and also build on the Verizon cloud platform and enhance the Verizon network experience by using optimized Intel technologies.
What's the benefit to Verizon out of that? And how do you assess, like, where are the areas of technology innovation that you want to target through such a competition?
Yeah, the Verizon Network Visionaries Program is an ambitious and technologically advanced innovation program. We want to empower the innovators to create breakthrough NFV and SDN solutions, application and services. And I personally believe that we are just in the beginning of this innovation in this area.
So tell me a little bit about how folks would participate in this competition.
The contest is open to any member in the Intel's Network Builders Program. The interested members can participate by submitting a SDN NFV solution brief by September 26th. The panel of judges will include two from Verizon, two from Intel, and one from academia. The top three contest finalists in each category will be announced at the Network Builders Summit on October 10th in The Hague, Netherlands. These finalists will be invited to demonstrate their SDN NFV solution in Verizon's Network Visionaries Lab in our Waltham Lab in Massachusetts. Verizon and Intel will be there to provide on-site support to make sure that, you know, the work at the lab goes smoothly. From those demonstrations, the judges will determine one grand prize winner for each category. Those winners will be announced at the Carrier Network Virtualization Network Builders event on December 5th in Palo Alto. I believe there is going to be a URL that people can go into, get a little more details about how to submit, what the details of the monetary award is, and all of that.
I would think that this type of incentive would provide a clearer look at what kind of innovation is being driven across the industry Would these targets then inform an opportunity for POCs at a later date?
The challenge itself is going to focus on two areas right now, analytics or artificial intelligence in the virtualized network infrastructure and low latency applications in the virtualized network infrastructure. What we are looking for is a unique and innovative implementation of solving this. Opportunities exist outside of this, but for this challenge, we are challenging in these two areas.
What areas do you think the competition can help aid in terms of moving the industry forward on the innovation curve? And is there any particular area that you're hoping to see entrants target?
There's certain things that we are looking for in the implementation. One is on the use of the Intel technology, and then it has to meet the Verizon Cloud and the SDN NFC requirements. But then the areas that would be assessed on, which I believe the industry could do a lot more, is around web scale and micro-release design principles. And the use of innovation in that, specifically the award submission, should clearly state the solution readiness stage as well as the technical feasibility for commercial deployment. More points will be awarded to the submission that are closer to the deployment stage. And the presentation must be clearly describe the proposed solution as well as how the submission can be implemented.
If folks want to find out more about what Verizon is doing in this space, where would you send them for more information?
We do have a landing page on the Network Builders website that will take you to where Intel and Verizon is jointly doing this contest. But if you just want to go to the Verizon program directly, you can go to innovation.verizon.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for being on today. It was a real pleasure. I can't wait to hear about the winners.
Absolutely. Me too. Thanks.